This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. About 6,500 people convicted on federal charges of simple possession of marijuana are being pardoned by President Joe Biden. The story from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman in Washington.
Saying too many lives have been upended because of a failed approach to marijuana, President Biden on Thursday announced he is pardoning all those convicted of prior federal offenses of simple possession of the drug and is urging governors of states to do the same.
There are thousands of people who are convicted for marijuana possession who may be denied employment, housing, or educational opportunities as a result of that conviction. My pardon will remove this burden on them.
Biden noted in his announcement that while white, black, and brown people use marijuana at similar rates, minorities have been arrested, prosecuted, and convicted at disproportionately higher rates. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
At least 19 people are confirmed dead after an avalanche struck climbers in the Indian Himalayas, authorities said Friday, with bad weather hampering the fourth day of search and rescue efforts there. A group of climbing trainees and instructors were caught in Tuesday's massive snowslide near the summit of Mount Draupadi Ki Dande 2 in the northern section of the country. Authorities told AFP that 10 people are still missing. Fatal climbing accidents are common in the Himalayas, home to Everest and several of the world's highest peaks. Thailand's prime minister on Friday visited the daycare center in the country's northeast region to pay respects to the dozens of children and others who were killed there the day before. The prime minister offered flowers and prayed outside the center the day after a ex-police officer attacked the center, killing at least 36 people before taking his own life. This is VOA News. China's vast Xinjiang area has been hit with COVID-19 travel restrictions. China's vast region hit with COVID-19 restrictions. And we get more on the story right now from Karen Chalmers.
Trains and buses in and out of the region of 22 million people have been suspended as China further tightens control measures. Likewise, passenger numbers on flights have been reduced to 75% capacity. A notice from the regional government said the measures were enacted to strictly prevent the risk of spillover of the virus, but gave no other details. The new restrictions come ahead of a key Communist Party Congress later this month. I'm Karen Chamas.
In other news, the 47-member UN Human Rights Council has rejected a resolution to hold a debate next year on alleged human rights abuses, that is, in Xinjiang, by a narrow margin. We get more from Lisa Schlein reporting from Geneva.
The vote was preceded by a vigorous debate in which several member states presented their positions for and against the draft resolution. The United States, one of 10 Western sponsors, introduced the resolution. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Human Rights Council, Michelle Taylor, noted that evidence of human rights violations in China's Xinjiang province was recorded in a UN report published more than a month ago. The report was issued on August 31st by former UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet. It documents credible evidence of torture or other ill treatment and sexual and gender-based violence against the Uyghur minority. The report says the violations may constitute crimes against humanity. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. military said it carried out an airstrike Thursday in northern Syria that killed two Islamic State members, including a leader it named as Abu Hasham al-Yumawi. The strike came just hours after a rare U.S. helicopter raid on a government-held village in Syria's northeast killed another Islamic State official. As with the helicopter raid, the U.S. military central command said the initial assessment indicated no civilian casualties, and it said there were no U.S. military casualties as well. And the Biden administration will begin to redirecting U.S.-bound travelers who had been to Uganda within the previous 21 days to five major airports to be screened for Ebola, as public health officials sent an alert to healthcare workers. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.